Good. I'm acting like I'm on a safari or something. and annoyed. Like, who did this? Who put these lights here? Declan.
You did.
Yeah, I know. That's a joke. Oh, that's a good point, actually. I always have to remind everyone this is a comedy show. So if you feel this thing happening in your body where you want to, like, let it out. I hosted a show for Marnie and Carmen. I don't know, for those of you who are unfortunately Facebook friends with me, you've probably heard about it. It took about, it felt like 25 minutes. It was like 2 minutes for anyone to really laugh in the beginning of the show. It's hard to warm up a crowd. You guys know what I mean. You're the crowd. And like one girl with a very noticeable laughed, and the girl in the front went, like, what? Is someone choking? Like, what are you, okay. And then I realized, oh, duh, I have to tell you, it's a laughing show. Yeah, someone just came in and was like, whoops, no laughing for me. So that brings me to the theme of the show, which is Berlin Appreciation Day. I am guilty myself of complaining a lot about life here, even though it was my own choice to come here. I think it's like written into the culture, right? Someone says, be Gates, and you're like, Naya, na, ba, ba, cha, na, 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 na. Like, that's how you answer, it seems. Even if it's going really, really well, you're like, oh, English ganz gut. That's a maximum. Actually, totally good. But tonight, I invite you to suspend your pessimism and appreciate this beautiful land. I mean it. It's going to be one of those, like, is she sarcastic? No one knows. I don't know. My mother doesn't know. It's just for you. A lot of people complain now because of the soaring rent, right? Yeah, give it up if you think you pay too much for rent. Fuck it. That's the fucking rent cult, and it should be warm. Okay. Yeah, it takes a minute to get that one. I just made it up. I'll definitely repeat it a lot. It went over great. And for some people, like, the rent prices right now, it really is a tragedy. Like, it's ruining your whole life. Oh, this guy, he's I mark my words, he's going to be a problem. He's coming in. And I, like, told him and his friends that they could come in for the show, and every time I've walked by since, he's like, this guy, my friend wants to be a part of the show. Come on. Okay, we'll see. We'll see if he comes in. Oh, wait, I'm not complaining or making fun of anything about Germany tonight. So let me just rewind. I hope that gentleman comes in with no accent. Okay, yeah. So where I was going was that for some people, the rents are really a problem, but I don't think it's a problem for us, if I can use capital U, us. For the people in this room, it's a problem because now we'll have to start working in general. At all. People are all like, no, back in the day I could pay my rent with just fond fashion. And now I have to be a graphic designer. I don't want a MacBook Pro. They're so heavy. And I want a little mare. How, why am I going to have time to do 25 degrees that I'll never use? I don't want to make a contribution to society. I was testing to see how long I could take that. Spoiled little Berlin child character. Okay. Yeah. And I know working here, I actually have been employed, like a real employee, angestellt, for 2 years now. And it's a thank you. Thank you, sympathetic comedian in the back. It's not that bad, actually. I thought, no, a job, like, I'm not going to be in the system. It's really not that bad. Like, okay, where I'm from in the United States, you have a limited amount of sick days, for example. A specific amount of days that you're allowed to be ill in 1 year. And what happens if you use them all up and you still get sick? Well, you can stay home forever because you're fired. Like, that's how it goes, right? But here, they're unlimited. They are unlimited. People don't even know what a sick day is. That's just every other day. That's like, my favorite plant died. Calling it in. It's raining, but my shoes have a hole in them. Fire up the Netflix. But you don't need to. You can call. You only need a sick note if you're sick for 3 days in a row. Then you have to bring in a note from your doctor. That means every other day, just don't go. I don't know. It's easy. And I know there's some freelancers in the crowd, and they're like, this doesn't apply to me. When I don't work, I don't get paid. Right? Mm. Are you thinking that, Declan?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it could be worse. There are people in this crowd that are just comedians. Yeah. They get up here, pour out their hearts and souls all the time for no money and for no reason. Am I right? Okay, so that's my segue to bring up your first comedian. I don't know him, but I liked how he looked on Facebook.